Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Hillary Gamm is here. Hillary's back. Co-founder of American Workers Coalition. She has been in the technology world for a long time and is a pro in that area. She's a leader in technology, domestic and globally as a thought leader, as well as from a policy standpoint. This organization she co-founded, American Workers Coalition, is really becoming more and more important and valid, and we love having her on the show to talk about it. Hillary, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Happy holidays. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice.
You too. It's good to have you back, as always. So, Hillary, boy howdy, did we get a good report on Friday? 200, was it 288?
Yeah.
288,000 net new jobs. I mean, that's almost double what we need to replace the people who are leaving the workplace, isn't it?
You know, it's great news, except when you look at the details, I don't know how many white-collar professional U.S. jobs are being added.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all about white-collar educated professionals, all those Auburn.
But we also got good news there, didn't we, this week about the Wall Street Journal reported, I think yesterday or today, that more factory jobs are going to college graduates.
And which is great, but we also need to make sure more of those back-end jobs that have been given away to either foreign companies in foreign countries or foreign workers here in the U.S.
Right.
are giving back to the United States American citizens who are getting their engineering and technology degrees from the University of Alabama and from Auburn and all the other great universities across our nation.
So do you have the internals on the 288? Do you know what those numbers are?
I don't have the internals on those. No, sir, I don't.
But you're concerned, and part of your focus is on the fact that the leading jobs, the technology jobs, the ones with the, as you call them, the white collar jobs, more of them are not going to, though that work is not going to American workers.
That's right. American workers who are experienced professionals are being laid off at record numbers, thousands and thousands and thousands every month, and it's not making the news.
Laying them off? What companies are laying them off that we would know?
Oh, all kinds of companies, but I try not to shout out companies.
No, but I mean, are we talking Google and Amazon, people like that?
Well, Uber was in the news recently for laying off technology workers, and at the same time, simultaneously, they applied to hire hundreds of H-1B workers and open.
Now, see, that's not, and that hasn't, the layoffs were in the news, but the H-1B workers were not in the news.
It was in the news. Tucker Carlson talked about it.
I missed that part.
He spent a couple minutes talking about it. He talked about the fact that good Americans who are educated, intelligent, and capable.
Why are they doing this? Why are these companies doing that?
Well, it's all bottom line, right? You know, when you have profitability that you're concerned about, and you're not restricted in any way or have to hire Americans, the cheapest available labor is typically what these companies are going to go for. So what's interesting is the Wall Street Journal, actually, speaking of the Wall Street Journal, they had an article just last week. We put it on our Twitter feed, which talked about ageism and technology. So today in technology, Jim, more than any other profession in the United States, Americans that are in the technology field over the age of 45 are underrepresented by 10%.
Wow.
So that means that there's 10% less workers over the age of 45 in the technology field than any other field in the U.S.
Of course, part of that, Hillary, part of that is the fact that not too many 55-year-olds are trained in the digital age
disciplines. I totally disagree with you.
Yeah.
No.
The percentage of numbers aren't. Look, I'm on your side, but we have to say I know the baby boomer generation really well, and you know there are not that many of 55-year-olds who are up on the cutting edge digital stuff that Facebook is focusing on. And look, I'm not happy about it either because I don't like that lack of diversity. Those companies talk about diversity, but they don't practice it from an ageism standpoint, do they?
No, not at all. No, they target folks over the age of 45.
I'm going to get Hillary to give us to continue her report on this, folks. This is really important stuff. This is the kind of stuff that you need to know about that's going on out there that doesn't always get reported. After the break, and I've got some concerns I want to share with you too when we talk to Hillary after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hillary Gamm is our guest. American Workers Coalition.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.